The 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
Sinn Féin's Director of Elections, Matt Carthy, has said that before last Saturday, he did not know that Brian Stanley would not be standing as a general election candidate for the party. Deputy Brian Stanley and Sinn Féin continue to be locked in a war of words over an internal party inquiry that led to Mr. Stanley's resignation from Sinn Féin at the weekend and the party's decision on Sunday to refer a complaint to the Gardaí. Speaking in RT's Upfront with Katie Hannan last night, Matt Carthy said he had assumed that sitting Sinn Féin TDs would be seeking election unless told otherwise.
I was appointed Director of Elections last week and I don't follow every single constituency convention. What happens is that the local members in a constituency select their candidates. I assume that sitting TDs are seeking the nomination unless somebody tells me otherwise, and nobody suggested to me that any of our sitting TDs, with the exception, as I say, of Imelda and Munster in the Louth constituency, weren't going forward.
The United Nations has said its peacekeepers in southern Lebanon will remain in their positions, despite repeated demands by Israel that they should move out of the way of its forces. The head of the UN peacekeeping operations told journalists in New York that the decision to keep the UNIFIL force in place had the full backing of both the UN Security Council and member states contributing troops to the force. Jean-Pierre Lacroix said the peacekeepers have a responsibility to stay in place.
Safety and security of the peacekeepers is a paramount priority, but there are a number of other elements, and one of them is the responsibility that we have and UNIFIL has in regard to the mandate that was given to it by the Security Council. Our main call to all the parties is to respect their international obligation when it comes to protecting the safety and security of peacekeepers.
The government party leaders have been told by the Attorney General that there is now a new context to examine the Occupied Territories Bill. The bill would ban trade between this country and Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This bill was introduced by Independent Senator Francis Black and has previously got Dáil and Shannon backing. In recent weeks, the Taoiseach requested updated legal advice on the bill. And Attorney General Rasa Fanning now believes the International Court of Justice advisory opinion gives stronger legal grounds to look again at the bill. In July, the ICJ found that Israel's settlement policies and exploitation of natural resources in Palestinian territories were in breach of international law. The government party leaders heard last night, though, complex legal issues remain and many changes might be required before the bill is enacted. Formal written advice will be presented to Cabinet next week, and this is being taken as a signal that the bill is now progressing.
A new plan has been put forward to change the usage of the GPO as a major public building with a greater public function. It's one of a number of recommendations to revitalise O'Connell Street contained in the report of the Dublin City Centre Task Force, which will be brought before Cabinet this morning. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.
Last November, the Dublin riots brought the capital city centre to the top of the political agenda. In May, the Taoiseach announced a task force to try and make Dublin a more attractive and safe city, saying its social and cultural character had changed since the COVID pandemic. The group, chaired by the OnPost CEO David McRedmond and with input from Gardaí, Dublin City Council and the National Transport Authority, has suggested 10 major initiatives, including the revitalisation of O'Connell Street and the redevelopment of the GPO as a major public building. Suggestions to the task force included changing it to a museum, a government department, or to relocate RTE there. It suggests a decision on its future be made by next spring, that a special programme manage the regeneration of O'Connell Street, and that a step change is needed in how the area is developed. Housing, policing, waste management and culture are also covered by the report, which will be published in full next week. Samantha Librari, RTE News, Dublin.
Hundreds of business owners and workers from the hospitality, tourism and retail sectors are expected to take part in a protest in Dublin later today. The action is being organised by the Restaurants Association of Ireland and the Vintners Federation of Ireland. The groups are seeking to highlight what they claim are unsustainable costs and a lack of meaningful support from the government in the budget. Speaking on this programme, Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, said today's protest has been called to highlight what they claim are unsustainable costs.
It is too costly to run a business and there is no margin in it. And the financial model is broken. So we need to get government to sit down with us and address this in a manner and fashion that makes these businesses into a viable operation.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern, minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
This morning will start mostly cloudy with patches of mist and drizzle. Later in the morning, rain will move into the south and will spread northwards across the country during the afternoon and evening. The rain will be heavy at times, particularly in the south and east. Mild and humid, with highest temperatures 14 to 16 degrees.